No Cunning Plan, My Story. Written and read by Tony Robinson. Prologue. I learned I was about to become a knight when I was lying on my hotel bed with a belly full of pork and pastry. I'd been shooting a story in Parramatta, New South Wales, about an eccentric 19th century showman and pastry cook called the Flying Pieman. And the director had wanted endless retakes of the part where I had to eat one of the pieman's signature dishes, so I was feeling a bit queasy. My iPad pinged. My PA, Helly, had Skyped me and was waving an official-looking letter. I'd heard a rumour that secret conversations had taken place, my name had been looked on favourably, and in the near future there might well be some official recognition of my contribution to politics, entertainment, charity, education, and whatever else might justify a gong. So I'd consulted my daughter, who has a much keener understanding of this kind of thing than I do. "Struth, what do you reckon it'll be, Laura? An O, I should think, or maybe an M. Excuse me? Order of the British Empire? Member of the British Empire? There's hardly any British Empire left. The Isle of Man, I suppose. Gibraltar. Tristan da Cunha, maybe. Oh, come on, Dad, it's a massive honour. Being picked out for service to your country, how cool's that?" So when my wife Louise and I had left for Australia, I'd asked Helly not to open any letter that looked like it might have come from Buckingham Palace, 10 Downing Street, or some other fancy address, but to call us immediately. And now, there she was, 2,000 miles away, with a sealed envelope in her hand that clearly said, "On Her Majesty's Service, Return Address, 1 Horse Guards Parade." It should have been a dramatic moment. I'd been expecting something embossed, with lots of sealing wax and a big coat of arms. Not a piece of paper that looked like the reminder you get from the dental hygienist about your 6-monthly checkup. But it definitely said, "The Prime Minister has asked me to inform you in strict confidence that he is recommending that Her Majesty may be graciously pleased to approve the honour of..." Although what honour it was that she might be graciously pleased to approve was a mystery. The trouble with trying to read something that's been Skyped from the other side of the world is that the image tends to pixelate. "What's it say, Lou?" My eyesight isn't the greatest. "I haven't got my lenses in." "Shall I read it?" asked Helly helpfully. "No, no, Tony's got to hear it first." "What's the first letter?" I said. "Is it an O?" Lou put her glasses on. "Nope." "An M?" "Nope." "Flipping neck, it's not a C, is it?" "What's that?" "Commander of the Empire, that really would be a big deal." "Nope." There was a long pause, followed by a squeak. "It's a K," Lou yelled. "It's a fucking K!" And she started bouncing round the room. How do you keep a knighthood quiet? We weren't supposed to tell anyone until the formal announcement a month later. Okay, in the great scheme of things, it didn't matter a jot. It wasn't like I'd been kidnapped by Islamic State or contracted Ebola. I wasn't going to be given a castle or dressed in armour and made to fight at the Battle of Agincourt. Nevertheless, it was an extraordinary thing, like Bristol City winning League Division One and the Johnson's Paint Trophy in the same season, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Lou and I developed our own secret signal. Wherever we were, whoever else was around, we'd catch each other's eye and draw a discreet circle with our forefingers, followed by a tiny stabbing motion. It was supposed to represent a very small knight wielding his sword. It worked. Nobody ever guessed what it signified. If they noticed anything at all, they probably thought we were trying to get something nasty off our fingers. The only people we told were Laura and my son Luke. We knew they wouldn't blab. But before the story broke, we wanted to share the news with Lou's mum. So as soon as we got back to the UK, we phoned her and told her we were coming straight up to the Wirral. "Why?" "Why what, Pam?" "Why are you coming up?" "To see you." "You can't come up just like that. I need to clean the house, sort out the dogs." "Don't worry, it's no big deal." When we arrived, the whole family was there. Lou's mum looked tense. "Lovely to see you, Pam." There was a pause then. "Get on with it," she said. "Get on with what?" "The news,"